State Senator Patrick Gallivan says under federal law, any person under the age of 18 who engages in commercial sex is considered a victim of sex trafficking, and anyone who promotes or benefits from it is labeled a sex trafficker. But prosecuting such cases in New York State, he explained, is complicated.
We have to go further in New York State. In order to sustain a prosecution, what the state has to do is prove either force, fraud, or coercion when somebody under 18 is involved.
And that means getting young victims to testify, which Gallivan says can be extremely difficult. Many sex trafficking victims are immigrants or refugees promised a new life in America, only to discover they are captives. Erie County Sheriff's Detective Teresa Neitzel says fear of deportation often makes it difficult to conduct investigations, but help is available to sex trafficking victims, including undocumented immigrants.
Continued presence is a very temporary, immediate fix that can be applied for. And so basically what it does is it allows the victims to be able to access services so that we can provide them stable housing, safety, medical needs, those kind of things that are often needed right away. And then after that, down the road, there would be actually the application for, like I said, a trafficking visa, which is a T visa, and then the U visa program.
The state Senate passed a bill earlier this month that eliminates the need to prove force in cases when a victim is under the age of 18. State Senator Chris Jacobs called on the Assembly to pass similar legislation.
We are coming towards the end of session, and again, we're having some problems with some other pieces of legislation, including this. So I'm happy to be here to raise awareness that this needs to happen this year, this session.
The final scheduled meeting in the current Assembly session is June 20th. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.